Good afternoon to our friends on the East Coast. Good morning to our friends on the Central Time Zones and Pacific Time Zones. This is The Buzz Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. We circle the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the world. And speaking of fine broadcasting and especially a fine host, welcome to the set, our host, for the Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show, and Wooten Taylor. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, William?
Oh, pretty terrific.
I got good news for you.
Okay. Love good news.
You won the debate. I told Andre about you taking, you know, both of the vaccines, the COVID vaccine and the flu vaccine. He says you win. That, no, you should not do both of them at the same time. So I said to do them both, but Andre says no, because it did kind of tax us all. We did it last weekend if you got something to do. So it's 2-1.
Thanks, Andre.
He agrees with you. And I think both of y'all wrong. He agrees with you.
Thanks, Andre. Really appreciate it, brother.
William says thank you.
Yeah. That's what happens when great minds come together. Yeah, absolutely.
He said that's what happens when great minds come together. Well, I can vouch for Andre, but William.
See, now, you didn't hear that. Wow.
What?
That interview, I mean, that opening that I gave you. I mean, I just praised you. I mean, it's all over the place, and this is the treatment I get.
You know what? You were nice this morning, so everybody, y'all know I play with William every weekend, because he usually starts it, but he didn't start it today. That was me.
Right.
I take it back. William does have a great and brilliant mind, except for when it comes to his medical choices, and I have to stay on him to, you know, do stuff like getting prostate exams and getting his vaccines at the same time.
Oh,
so he doesn't skip one of them, but it's up to you, you know.
You know, Andre is a better man than I am.
He has to deal with
the 7 days a week. Oh, Lord.
Yes. I was built for him. I'm custom made for Andre. Nobody else can deal with
Jesus.
Me.
Andre, you're a good man. Oh, you're a good man.
He's a wonderful man. Praise the Lord. Look, if he can handle me, yes, sir. Look, they don't make them like that.
Yeah, that is true. That is so true.
William said you a good man to be able to deal with me 7 days a week. Andre is my tech support as well as my husband. And y'all know last week we had some technical difficulties. So
he's
doing his thing as he makes sure everything is, you know, working properly this time, so we don't have any issues.
Because
William doesn't trust me.
No.
You know, last week we had that discussion when you could hear me talking about how William doesn't trust me to do anything.
You know, when it comes to the law, you know, and practical matters, yeah. When it comes to technology, no.
I'm a great lawyer, but when it comes to IT, you need to call somebody else.
That's right. You're practicing in your right field, Ann. Okay. All right.
I love it so much. Oh, William.
Okay.
Get off.
Bye.
Stop talking about me. Get off. Bye.
Not going to stop talking about you, but bye.
Anyway, see how he got me back, folks? Just flawlessly, seamlessly worked that in, and I'm okay with it. It was a good one. Big brother got me. I'll jab him back. You know, the bratty little sister has to have the last say. Anyway, good morning and welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Ann Wu Taylor. I'm the CEO of Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries, and this is the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries is a nonprofit organization. We teach the biblical principles about the body, dieting, exercising, and maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. We do that through our 12-week health and fitness course, which is going on right now. Guys, we're already halfway through the course. It's amazing how quickly it goes by once you get into it. And we're having a good time studying the Word of God and going over practical issues that affect us when it comes to our health and fitness. which is why I'm so excited about today's guest, because she is right in the wheelhouse. We've got with us today, Miss, oh, you don't want to miss this, folks, Stephanie Lynn Shaw, and she's the hostess of the podcast, Hello Hot Flash. I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. But before we get to Miss Shaw, you guys know what time it is. It's time for us to give you your weekly motivation. You know, our motivations are designed to encourage you to stay the course if you've been doing well on your health and fitness journey, to inspire you to get up and try again if you know have a setback this week, and to motivate you to get healthy and fit through Christ if you haven't been able to find a reason to get motivated on your own. So today's motivation is entitled, Make the Better Choice. For years, public service announcements, the medical profession, and even the fitness industry have advocated for people to make better choices regarding their health and fitness. Although many tend to heed the sage advice, most people maintain their unhealthy lifestyles. Like them, you've probably heard the old saying, never put off for tomorrow what you can do today. I know I've heard it like a million times before. But unfortunately, I've still been guilty of procrastinating, especially when it comes to something I don't really want to do. I'm not the only one who does this. People often drag their heels for various reasons. Most of the time, it's probably due to laziness. However, there are many other reasons why people procrastinate. For instance, we tend to delay action when we feel overwhelmed. And indeed, a complicated task can result in mental paralysis because you don't want to figure out where to start, how to start, or what to do next. Inaction is so much easier. Likewise, just considering the task before you can be enough to invoke the fear of failure. Once fear takes hold, it's difficult for many people to move past it in order to accomplish what they've set out to do. This occurs quite frequently when it comes to health and fitness. Procrastination is the coffin that the best laid diet and exercise plans are put to rest, if not buried alive in. Too often, you set a certain date to start your new, healthier lifestyle, then come up with a perfect excuse to delay implementing your new plan. More than likely, you'll abandon it altogether, telling yourself you're starting a more convenient time. Usually, that time becomes January of the following year, and you promise yourself you'll keep the New Year's resolution this time. If you think about it, you'll remember you've made that promise to yourself several times and broken it every year. Furthermore, you have no idea what's going on inside your body in the interim. Are your arteries clogging with plaque? Are you 2 months away from having a stroke? Will your doctor diagnose you with hypertension when you go for your annual physical exam? Obesity-related illnesses don't take a vacation while you hide from the problem before you, and neither do complications from eating disorders. On the contrary, procrastination gives birth to them. It's much easier to do the work of weakening and ultimately destroying your body from the inside out when you don't fight against the process. Consequently, the cold truth of the matter is your inaction is, in and of itself, an action. Your indecision is actually a decision. By doing nothing, you're doing something. You've chosen a course of action that leads to your early, painful, and completely unnecessary demise. It doesn't have to be that way. I encourage you today to make the better choice. Don't let the enemy convince you not to try for fear that you won't succeed. It's a lie told by the devil, who's the father of lies. Instead, put off the ways of the sluggard and adopt the work ethic of the ant. Don't wait. Start right now, because tomorrow isn't promised. If you're ready to make better health and fitness choices through Christ, then purchase your copies of the Eating as an Act of Worship workbook and the Eating as an Act of Worship Teachers Edition online today at Amazon or barnesandnoble.com. In the books, you'll learn the biblical principles about the body, dieting, exercising, and maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. Read our weekly blog for motivation to stay healthy and fit through Christ. Follow us daily on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Oh, I'm sorry, not Twitter, Threads. Forgive me. Things have changed a little bit, as well as LinkedIn, for recipes and diet and exercise tips. And don't forget to tune into our syndicated radio show on iTunes, Spotify, The Narrative Matters, Studio WBuzz, and Victory KVDW 100.9 FM, 95.3 FM and 1530 AM in Little Rock, Arkansas for interviews and health and fitness trends. Lastly, please make your tax-deductible donation to Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries on our website at www.eatingasanactofworshipministries.org. All right, everybody, that's your motivation for today. We hope and pray and encourage you to stay the course if you've been doing well on your health and fitness journey, that it inspire you to, you know, pick up where you left off and try again in spite of any failures you've had, and that it motivates you to get healthy and fit through Christ if you haven't been able to find another reason to motivate yourself. So with that, it's time to introduce our special guest, Miss Stephanie Shaw. She's a health and wellness speaker. Excuse me, getting tongue twisted. She's a health and wellness speaker, course creator, and the host of the highly popular podcast, Hello Hot Flash. I love that title. You guys know how I am about titles, so we're going to have to dig into that in a little bit. But with a natural gift for educating others, Stephanie has transformed her journey of overcoming a challenging 2-year illness into a thriving nutrition coach and online educator career. Specializing in supporting midlife women, Stephanie holds 2 holistic nutrition certifications and an MS from Northeastern University. Stephanie's expertise lies in teaching effective strategies to manage hormones, which in turn allows her clients to take control of their weight, boost their energy levels, and slow down the aging process. Her passion for empowering women during this transformative phase of life is evident in her dynamic coaching style and unwavering commitment to their success. At the forefront of Stephanie's offerings is her online course, Mastering Menopause. It's designed to peel back the layers that hinder progress. This comprehensive program equips midlife females with the tools and knowledge necessary to navigate the challenges of menopause. By harnessing Stephanie's guidance, women are able to regain control over their bodies and embrace a renewed sense of confidence, vitality, and overall well-being. Stephanie's impact as a health and wellness advocate extends far beyond her online courses and coaching sessions. Through her engaging podcast, Hello Hot Flash, she engages with a wide audience, delivering valuable insights, practical tips, and inspiring stories. Her relatable approach and warm personality have made her a trusted voice in the field, positively impacting countless lives. Welcome to the show, my new friend, Stephanie Lynn Shaw. How are you, lady?
I am doing amazing this afternoon. How are you, Anne?
I am doing well. Look, thank you so much for reaching out to me on LinkedIn. It's amazing the divine connections God hooks me up with through the internet. That's how I met William and Studio W Buzz, as a matter of fact. But I must admit, meeting you, was it last week? It's been not that long ago that we met. And it's like meeting a kindred spirit in a lot of ways. And I gotta say, your podcast sounds exactly like what I need. because I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and according to my doctor at the time, she believes that kind of put me into the early premenopausal stage, for my age. And oh my gosh, you just reading your bio is enough to make me think I need to listen to this podcast every single day. So first of all, tell us how this even came to be. How did you go from, you know, what you were doing with your normal life to deciding I'm going to have the Hello Hot Flash podcast?
Well, unfortunately, it wasn't a happy leap from one to the other, but I'll give you a little bit of the journey. So I spent 20 years in corporate America and public affairs and business development. And then I ran an education nonprofit for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And the last 2 years of running that education nonprofit was horrible. Mm-hmm. During those 2 years, I ended up at 18 different doctors.
Wow.
2 different world-renowned medical facilities. I traveled across 4 different states to find those 18 different doctors. And when I got to $20,000 out of pocket, I stopped counting. Because it was,
I don't blame you.
I know, right? I'm like, should I add all this up? No, I can't take anymore. Mm-hmm. I had, my hair was falling out in the back, left hand side, actually across the back of my head. Rapid heartbeat, tingling in my hands and feet, numbness, in my hands and feet as well. Also, I was, having phantom smells. Like, I'm like, don't you guys smell gas, or don't you smell that really sweet smell in the air? Did not know any of this was related to perimenopause.
Wow.
So the individuals that, were helping me, the doctors were giving me MRIs, CAT scans. I had so much blood work done because they were trying to figure out if I had cancer, and if so, what type of cancer? Did I have Addison's disease? Was there a thyroid issue? And all of my test results came back negative. Praise the Lord that everything came back negative. But you kind of also think, oh, if I just knew I could.
Exactly.
So I was in that cusp of like, I don't know, but, and what I did was I ended up finding a naturopath who was actually a chiropractor as well. I'm in Ohio. He's in Oklahoma. And one single non-invasive test told me everything that my body was allergic to. And it was things like bananas, certain types of apples from certain trees, peaches, cabbages. There's things that you would assume that weren't bad, because for most people they aren't, but for my particular gut health, they were bad.
Right.
He gave me this extensive list of what I needed to do and what I didn't, what I needed to eat, what I didn't need to eat, and put me on a supplement regimen. Mm-hmm. And almost immediately, well, I won't say that because it was 2 years, 50 years of me not doing what I was supposed to do. And then it had been 2 years of me being very sick. So soon after, I started to feel better, and it started to click in my mind a couple of things. My entire life, I wanted to do something in nutrition, either cook or, coaching wasn't a thing back then, you know, help people in nutrition, what have you. Mm-hmm. All of that started to click in my mind. And that's how I got to that point of saying, hey, what I've learned, I now need to take to the masses. And that's what I started to do.
Praise the Lord. Look, same thing with me. And I told you, you already know the story. Same thing with me. It's amazing how God can take, those things that seem like they came to crush us, to kill us, to hurt us, and use it not just for our good, but for the good of so many other people. It's not just for you. It's for everybody, for all of you.
Yeah. And so, I think part of that journey was, I would sit in one place in my house, and then I'd ask the Lord, I'm like, I need 60 seconds here, because you're praising, you're worshiping, you're being grateful, you're speaking truth and life over your body. But I need 60, and I would just like cry and scream in that 60 seconds, and then automatically could come back into the idea, and knowing in my heart that there was a plan with this. I just had to stick through it and learn all of the lessons that I needed to learn, which were a lot besides eating right, and it would get me to where I was. Yeah.
Right. And I'm glad you mentioned something very critical. You said these things weren't bad, but they were bad for me. Mm-hmm. Because we try very hard to get people to understand that in the health and fitness class. You know, we don't advocate one diet plan over another, because everybody's body is different. You are uniquely and wonderfully made. Each person is uniquely and wonderfully made. So what, you know, your body is sensitive to or weak to doesn't mean somebody else's body will be sensitive or weak to those things. So when you, you know, realize that there were this, you know, list of foods that you should stay away from, was it difficult for you to start implementing that in your life, or did you find, you know, wanting to feel better made it a lot easier to jump on board?
Yeah, for me, wanting to feel better, because I was not just in a state of discomfort. I was in a state of not being able to live my normal life. So my youngest son was a senior in high school. So, and I was still working and not telling people what was going on. Luckily, I was over the organization, but my board chair knew, and that was pretty much it. So I would actually pull him out of school one, maybe two times out of the month to drive me to appointments that I had 20 to 30 miles away, because there was a 2 month period where I couldn't even drive. My husband at one, two times had to, I was, one time was actually on a highway, 65 miles per hour, and I froze in the left lane. I'm like, I can't move or go any further in the car. Wow. I had enough ability. Well, the Lord let me move to the side, off to the wrong side of the shoulder, and he had to come pick me up. So not knowing what was going on, there was a lot of anxiety that reared its head. So when I found out what to do, I hit it hard. I did not go back from, I didn't teeter with, you know, maybe I could eat a little bit of sugar or maybe I can eat. I went cold turkey to the point that
right.
My cousin got married during the time and it's like a 250 plus person wedding. I took my lunch to the wedding.
Exactly.
I was fried. I went to a memorial service for a family member. I had my lunch there with me too. So I was determined not to allow food or something like this to get in the way of what I felt was part of a greater plan that the Lord had for me. So yeah, I went cold turkey.
Well, you know, I'm loving it. Your story, my story sounds so similar in so many ways. It took them, oh gosh, 3 years to diagnose me with the condition that I had called postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. And I mean, I can't tell you how many doctors I went to and argued with, because it's amazing how they diagnose you with stuff and you're like, that's not it. But okay, I'm going to humor you and take this medicine for a few weeks, this one prescription. And when I don't get any results, then I will come back and say, that wasn't it. Like I told you from the beginning, that wasn't it. But I thank God for healing me, from a really debilitating disease. And I know what it's like to be on the side of the road waiting for somebody to come pick you up because you literally cannot drive yourself anymore. And it is hard, feeling so helpless, feeling so unlike yourself. Mm-hmm. What do you say to somebody, you know, who may be going through something similar right now?
Yeah. So, real quick, I'm going to jump back to your POTS because that was the last thing that they were going to diagnose me with. And I'm going to tell you about the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So the procedure for those that don't know for POTS is an inversion table. So they put you upside down, try to let you pass out.
Like table test. Yeah.
Yes. This is bananas. I'm not doing this. So for some reason, no one in my family could take me to where I needed to go. And, to the appointment in Cleveland, which was like an hour 15 away. And a woman, a prayer warrior from our church came over and she just randomly came over and said, hey, do you need anything this week? I'm like, yeah, I need to go to Cleveland. So we prayed and prayed and prayed. And I said, Lord, if this isn't for me, you need to stop us because we're going
right.
The state of Ohio shut down. Northeast.
Glory to God.
No blizzard. We could not get out of our house to make.
Wow.
So that was kind of my turning point and where I was able to start knowing that the other diagnosis that I had was something that I should focus on. So I apologize. That POTS story just got to me and I'm like, I remember that now.
I told you it sounds so similar because some of those symptoms were similar to what I was experiencing. Not all of them, but some of them. But the perimenopause thing, I got diagnosed with that when they discovered the hypothyroidism. So for those who don't know, especially younger women who are listening to the show and have no clue about anything other than menopause like me, tell them what perimenopause is.
Me too. So, that was not a conversation at all that was happening in my house. Wasn't clear. Nope, not at all. So perimenopause is, again, it is unique to you. So more than likely, it probably starts when you're like in your 40s, 50s, mm-hmm. but some people, it may start late 20s, early 30s. And the symptoms are different for everyone as well. I prayed so hard that it would not impact my sleep. And the Lord was gracious enough that out of all of the stuff that happened, my sleep was not impacted. But you may find yourself waking up in the middle of the night where your sleep is impacted, 2-3 o'clock in the morning. A lot of that is due to that's the time where your liver is working to excrete everything that has happened throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And so you may find that with one of the perimenopausal symptoms can impact your liver. So that's part of it as well. You may be, start to have hot flashes or night.
Talk, girl.
You may not be able to remember. So you're having brain fog. All of a sudden you have your child in front of you like, Johnny, Sally, Susie, like, you know who you are. Or it may be something important like at work and you may not be able to comprehend and or to understand. Anxiety, depression, and things that people don't recognize. I just did a podcast episode. It was episode number 95, like the 100 symptoms of perimenopause. So itchy ears, wow. Phantom smells. There's a lot of things that we don't even recognize or relate to menopause. And God love our primary care physicians and our gynecologists. I'm friends with mine. She's an amazing person. But they weren't trained in all of those symptoms. They were trained to see the problem, fix the problem with a drug and or surgery. And there's other ways that we can go about it. But yeah, if you're feeling anything, the hot flashes, night sweats, memory loss, which I couldn't remember that, right? I must be having a brain fog. Anxiety, depression, just feeling anxious. Those could be signals or signs that perimenopause is starting to happen because your estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone levels are starting to get imbalanced.
So if you're feeling, you know, anxiety, it's having anxiety attacks or something like that, it's not necessarily that you're a failure and you don't have faith. This is just something that's going on with your body and the enemy's using that, exploiting that weakness at the time.
Yes. Yeah. I completely agree with that because I'm the person, I'm like, boom, 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 get it done, organized, you know, and before I had anxiety, I would think, what are you anxious about? Just do what you need to do kind of thing. And so it was a check for me. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, Lord, anyone that I've ever thought that about or even, I don't think I've ever spoken out loud, but even thought that about, forgive me. Cause now I understand what this lack of control feels like and that anxious feeling that gets in your body. And it is the enemy because the Lord tells us not to be fearful. He tells us not to be anxious. So while it's quote unquote a perimenopausal symptom, you're exactly right that the enemy can often use what is already naturally happening in our body and press harder on us, and make that issue a much larger issue. But it's so, God is so gracious that he's put so many things in place that we can heal during the perimenopausal phase.
Amen. Now we got to talk about the hot flash thing, girl. Yes. Cause
girl,
I started having those when the pandemic started. I didn't know what was going on. It was in the middle of the night and I'm waking up sweating. I'm like, why am I so hot? And it's funny because my husband used to be hot all the time. Mm-hmm. And I walked around in my robe and with my socks on because he just kept the house so cold. And now it's the opposite. I freeze him all year round because it's like cold is my friend. If I'm cold, that means I am not sweating out of the blue. And if I start, you know, to feel hot, it doesn't take as much for me to cool down because the house is already, you know, the right temperature. But oh my gosh, there are a lot of young women who haven't experienced this, who don't know what it's like. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, we have a lot of men who listen too, and I think they need to understand what a hot flash is, because my husband didn't even understand until like earlier this year, the beginning of last year, what I meant when I was talking about a hot flash.
Yeah. So yeah, it's exactly like that. It feels like your body's on fire. It's about the best way to. But there are some amazing things that we can do so we're not feeling that way. A lot of times we're not looking at the label. You will find me in the grocery store. I don't care if it's Saturday and 500 people are in the store and I'm blocking the aisle. I read the labels. Mm-hmm. So looking at labels and making sure that you're the amount of sugar and sodium that you're getting in your body and being aware of things that may trigger your hot flashes. So starting to journal. First of all, I'm automatically say, you know, cut out the sugar, all sugar. Yes, all sugar. If you possibly can, once you cut out sugar, you will be amazed at how sweet things like fruit and beets, yes, vegetables are. It's, yes, a total, your tongue gets cleansed and there's a total on different feeling. So cutting out the sugar, reading the labels, if it has OSE, O-S-E at the end of a word, like dextrose,
sugar.
That is sugar, cane sugar, fructose, all of those. Any extra ingredients and dyes that are in food, those can also trigger hot flashes. Alcohol. So a preservative in wine is fish.
I didn't know that.
You know that. Yes. And also there's sugar, of course, in wine from the fruit and the berries. So those things and can trigger hot flashes as well. And for me personally, it's tropical fruit. Because the amount of sugar in a tropical, I cannot do a mango. I will do a mango and know that I'm going to have a hot flash. Like, but I'm in control.
It's an acceptable risk.
I'm in control. Yeah, exactly. Right. So I will say for me, excessive tropical fruit. So back to what we said in the beginning, knowing your body and understanding exactly what's going on is the key to eliminate and or decrease things like hot flashes and night sweats. I started to journal as well. So if I'm having a hot flash and, you know, I hadn't eaten anything on my do not eat list, which, by the way, I don't live by that now. I just have to heal my body. Then I'll be able to go back and go, oh, I ate that and this is how I felt. So maybe I should eliminate it and or know that I'm going to suffer. So yeah, hot flashes is one of the things that I honestly believe that the majority of women can get rid of. And that's one of the things that I teach women how to do. If you follow the information that I'm providing with you, you can get through this phase of life feeling a lot better. I had a cousin who exercised a ton, drank coffee, and sometimes would eat sugar. She was pretty good with that. But we decreased the exercise, eliminate most of the coffee. And she's like, wait, I'm not waking up sweating in the middle of the night. I'm like, I told you, you should have listened to me before. So God has put in place all of these amazing things and foods and herbs and natural things for us to take. We just have to, I might be going too far with this, but we have to honor him.
Yes, we do. You're not going too far. Honor God with your body. That's,
yes,
girl,
yes.
That is the crux of the class. Say yes. That.
All right. So like you want to feel better. You want to look better. You want to be better. But this is a vessel that the Lord has given you.
Yes.
Here on the earth. So you need to honor what the Lord has given you and take care of that vessel. I'm not by any means perfect. You know, I had some dessert last night, 2 desserts this week, as a matter of fact. But I know that, first of all, it made me sick. It was a little dessert too. I'm like, oh, I know I'm not doing all right. Like, forgive me, Lord. I'm going to get better for another week or two. And then every once in a while, I will go off because we're in a human body that he gave us. But
and we're on a battlefield. This is spiritual warfare. It's a fight.
Spiritual warfare. It is. I cannot wait to get my heavenly body and I can eat what I want.
Right, because heavenly food is not going to tax me.
I know, right? Won't put on no weight.
Right. It won't even be necessary to eat. I can just eat if I want to.
I know. So yeah, I just say that, a lot of times when I am struggling with what I'm eating, that's what I have to remind myself. It's not about me. It's about I have work to do and I cannot do that work sick. I cannot do that work sitting on that orange couch where I was sitting on crying and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so I have to honor what the Lord has given me.
Amen. Look, very first class. We break down 1 Corinthians 6 verses 19 through 20. Mm-hmm. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, to whom you belong? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body and your spirit. Mm-hmm. Folks, when you hear people on TV and whatever saying, my body is my temple. No, it's not your temple. It's his temple. You just the maid, the butler, you are the steward taking care of the property, but it's not yours.
Right.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That includes the people on it. That includes you.
Yeah.
And you are supposed to take care of this place. Now, when you have somebody, like me, and one of the personal trainers who works with us, and yes, she's a personal trainer, and she's also got, hypothyroidism and dealing with the fatigue and all that, that type of stuff, and the unnecessary weight gain. What do you say to people who are in that perimenopause, menopausal stage? Because a lot of people say, you know, your body changes every 10 years. And when you get to your 40s, it's just the weight gain time. And I just don't accept that. I don't accept that God wants me to gain weight and be unhealthy. I don't believe that. This is his temple. He designed it a certain way. And I believe he wants me to honor him, with my body and how I eat and how I drink and even exercise. So what do you say to people who are doing everything right, but they're still having these side effects? I guess, you can say, like, some people like me ended up in perimenopause because of hypothyroidism, which for those of you who don't know is a disease that affects your thyroid and makes it slow down. So your metabolism doesn't work normally and you gain weight easily, even from things that normally, wouldn't cause you to gain weight. So what do you say to people who are dealing with stuff like that, that come to you?
Yeah. From the spiritual side, ask the Lord to put the right physician and coach and so forth in front of you. And from the natural side, I would say that, more exercise is not good necessarily, especially if you're aging. So you don't need to exercise more and eat less in order to lose weight. You need to eat more and exercise less. And it's not about the exercise, it's about the type of exercise. So you still need to lift weights, but you don't need to bench press 200 pounds or 100 pounds or whatever. You just need to lift enough weight to keep your muscles toned, because after perimenopause and menopause, during postmenopause, a lot of women will get osteoporosis, and heart disease and cancer risks are increased when your estrogen and progesterone levels start to change. So it's important that you continue to exercise, but you cannot exercise the same way you did when you were 15, even 25. You should not be doing 5 days of high intensity exercise at all. Pull back. Walk more, do some milder strength training. If you have maybe 1-2 days of a higher intensity, that's fine, because you want to get your heart pumping well. But that hardcore running 10, 11 miles a day, that could be impacting your body. Also, a lot of times we assume that in order to lose weight, we need to stop eating. And what you need to do is eat more food. Right. Food for your body. So I had a client who, she lost 7 pounds almost immediately. And she's like, oh my gosh, I started eating all this food and I told my coach I wasn't going to exercise as much. He thought I was crazy. And then I lost weight, and I hadn't lost weight in over a year with him because she was fighting against her body. So as we age, we need to make sure that we're getting enough protein. So everyone is different, as we keep saying over and over, but as a general rule, I do a 40-40-20, so like 40% protein, 40% carbohydrates, and 20% fat. So when we hear carbohydrates, we think, oh, I can't eat carbs because carbs are going to make me gain weight, or fat is going to make me gain weight. It's not the carbohydrates or the fat. It's the type that you're eating. So make sure that you're eating protein that's good for your body. So protein like chickpeas and beans and lentils, and carbohydrates like sweet potatoes and beans, vegetables, chickpeas, and then fats like avocado, extra virgin oil, olive oil, things like that. You can actually end up eating all day. I eat all the time. eating food I'm making sure that you're not eating processed food. Cooking at home is huge. Like, I did not eat out for almost a year. And if I did, I would like eat before I went so I could just get by with that small salad, because that's processed food. Even the food that they're cooking in the restaurant has a lot of canola oil, a lot of those seed oils that are not necessarily healthy for our body. So I would say to people who assume that because we are in our 40s and in our 50s that we have to have a, you know, a fluffy tummy and our backside has to be bigger and so forth, it's not necessarily the truth. It's just that you need to understand what's going on in your body and then start to work to balance those hormones in your body and your food intake.
And I want to say to everybody listening, please don't think we're telling you not to exercise. That is not what we are doing. We do encourage you to exercise. There are lots of benefits from exercise, but the Bible says exercise profits a little. That's a scripture in the Bible. And not only that, you know, it's amazing how science eventually catches up to what the Bible says. It's a fact now. They understand now that you can't outwork a bad diet, that you can't eat whatever you want and exercise a lot and end up, you know, being healthy, that it doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. So health and fitness is 70 to 80% what you eat and 20 to 30% exercise. Mm-hmm. So that's what the Bible is telling you by exercise profits a little. And in the great scheme of things, the thing you need to do the most is eat right. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't exercise. They go together. But there's a, in my opinion, people sometimes abuse their bodies with exercise in a very similar way that you can abuse your body with food or drugs or alcohol. There are some people who are addicted to it, or, you know, some people who just overdo it. You know, they intend to do the right thing. They think it's a good thing. So, hey, a lot of it can't be bad. And you hear about them dropping dead, exercising, you know, or, you know, riding bikes or jogging in marathons. It's sad, but I mean, we've heard stories here in recent years about people in their 20s, and 30s, that looked athletic and healthy dropping dead from, because they've been overworking their bodies. Mm-hmm. Your heart is meant to pump, and it's, you know, it's meant to, you're meant to get your heart rate up a little bit every now and then, but be careful, folks. We don't want to overwork, our systems. One of my husband's favorite bodybuilders growing up is now in a wheelchair. Because he overdid, you know, the weightlifting thing. And that seems counterintuitive, right? There are also a lot of instances where people were doing some very strenuous yoga poses and didn't realize that they were cutting off blood supply and had strokes while doing yoga. So, and that's not me making it up. That's a fact. Some people, you know, who go into this stuff for, you know, helping with pain in their back and whatnot, start out great, but then end up doing way too much and exasperating the condition. So when we tell you, you know, about exercising and making sure that you do what's necessary for your body, to be healthy, we mean that because we don't want you to go the opposite way, and include too much exercise and then have a negative impact. Mm-hmm. So now, Hello Hot Flash, the podcast. Yeah. You have got to tell me how you came up with that name, because for me, a name is everything. I love, you know, that catchphrase name, that's something that's different, and this is so different.
So, like, I come up with almost all the names in the morning shower. No, I'll just be honest.
Hey, if that's where the Lord speaks to you,
I'm like, Holy Spirit, you live in my bathroom. Right. No, it really was. It was, so I had a podcast a couple of years ago. It's called The Switch. And it was so generic, and there's a lot of The Switch and so forth. I'm like, I need to change the name, and I need to niche down some, and I really want to help me, like the me of 2017, who did not know there was 100 different symptoms and did not know, I didn't even know what POTS was. I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything about my health. Nothing at all. It's a shame. Now that I think about it. So, I had been thinking, like, what do I name it? What do I name it? And then boom, it just came to me, and I'm like, I like that. Let me check my Google domain list and see if it's available. And it was available. So I'm like, yes.
Wow.
And every time I told someone, they would kind of chuckle, but they would remember it.
So yes.
Like, This is it. So yeah, that's how we came up with the name.
I know, right? Cause everybody's like, that's a long name. I'm like, Jesus said to call it Eating Yesterday Christian Ministry. So So it's eating as an act of worship.
Yeah. Ministry. But you remember what you are about.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you know precisely what you are getting into. Yes. when you come here.
Yes.
And still people are surprised. It amazes me how we'll have so many people to sign up for class. And then they get their workbooks and then they realize, ooh, we got to read the Bible.
Yes. We're going to talk about the Lord. I ain't set up for this.
It says ministries.
Right, right. Act of worship.
Now, we do other stuff too. We do, yes. You know, we want to balance it so that you understand how to put into practice what right. you have learned. But yeah, first and foremost, you got to know what the word of God says so that you can finally see health and fitness from the right perspective, because the world makes you think it's all about you. It's about you looking good. It's about you feeling good. It's about you, you know, attracting the opposite sex. It's about you looking good for a family reunion or class reunion, you know, your vacation, whatever. But really, first and foremost, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and it's about you honoring God with your body. Mm-hmm. It's about you taking care of this place. And the byproduct of that, when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things, including your health and fitness, are added unto you, which is why I don't accept that the getting older, aging thing. You know, if mm-hmm. God can heal me of POTS, I know he can heal me of hypothyroidism and the, you know, the side effects of, you know, menopause or whatever. Amen. So for those who want some help, because you coach people through, but you know, let's just say it was me. What would be the first step? What do I do to, you know, get your nutrition and services, to find out how to deal with the perimenopause symptoms or whatever else may be happening with menopause and, or those symptoms in my life?
Yeah. So to reach out to me, you can go to my website, hellohotflash.com. Mm-hmm. And then one of the first things that we do is we take an assessment to see what's going on. Are you sleeping well? What are you eating? What nutrients may you not be getting because of the way that you're eating? And then we start immediately on the mind. Because mm-hmm. If you're not mentally in the right place to do the work, it's going to be for naught, because the goal is for you never to come back to me.
Wow.
You don't want to come back, because that means I've done my job and you now know how to eat, how to balance nutrition and exercise. So we start with mindset, and then we start to work on understanding what nutrition is and how it helps and heals the body. A conversation on hormones as well, like what is actually going on in your body. And then I try to make it as fun as possible, and I make myself as available as possible to people, so that if you're at the grocery store or whatever, whenever you find that you would need my support during our time together, that you can reach out to me. So I start from the top down, you know, it's like a three-tiered stool, mind, body, spirit. And it's been, I think every single person that I've ever worked with has a relationship with Christ, now that I'm thinking about it.
Praise the Lord.
So he's sending me people where I can have this message with them as well. That's not the crux of my ministry, to be overt about it, but I've had this opportunity to speak life into people on that level as well.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What do you say? Cause you mentioned the issue with your hair, going through hair changes is a big one that a lot of women experience. What do you say to women who are like, they're having problems with their hair feeling brittle or, you know, coming out and all that? What type of advice do you give them?
So, your testosterone levels may be off. So your testosterone levels, may be I just forgot if it's high or low.
So it's okay. We know you've educated us that happens.
I was just like, is it high or low? I just immediately left my brain. Anyway, it's potentially your testosterone levels. So the things that we've already talked about, proper food, proper nutrition, getting the right amount of protein and carbohydrates and fats in your body, eating according to your body and what your health needs are, and healing your gut. I haven't actually said the word gut, but that's ultimately where the eczema comes from, the hair loss comes from, the anxiety, everything is involved in the gut. When you're losing your hair, your hair feels brittle. The first thing that you need to do is to heal your gut. When your gut gets healthy, you will start to see a change in your hair and so forth. So I had eczema about 2 months ago. So I went to the doctor only to see if I had eczema or not. Cause I'm like, I'm not using steroids. It's what I went in my mind saying. Right. And so what I did, I came home and I'm like, oh, I need to tighten down on some of the things I'm doing the way that I'm eating. I need to add probiotics back to my diet and make sure I'm doing it on schedule. So I worked on my gut and my skin completely cleared up. No medicine at all. But I'm also at a place where that can happen pretty quickly because while I'm not strict about the way I eat, I do continue to eat similar to the way I started back in 19. But healing your gut will help your hair start to grow. And I know that there's hereditary hair loss as well. And sometimes it doesn't work the same with hereditary hair loss. You may need to go to someone in order to get some type of treatment or process. But if it's hormonal based, your gut is going to help your hair start to grow back.
So, you know, and that's different from having something like alopecia, which is basically your body's autoimmune response. Your body's attacking your hair follicles. We're talking about something, like you said, that's hormonal based, that's dealing with your body changing because, well, when we get to a certain point, we stop making as much estrogen.
So it is alopecia related as well. So mine was diagnosed as alopecia as well.
Really?
So with alopecia, yes, there's three, maybe four different types of alopecia. Now there's tract alopecia where people are wearing extensions and so forth like that. So that may pull out your hair and there may be a different process in order to get your hair to grow back. But there's a form of alopecia also, as you said, that's autoimmune related. Healing your gut will help you with that type of alopecia as well.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's interesting. I interviewed somebody who had alopecia and has a whole ministry related to people who are dealing with it. It's amazing. So that's something that I never knew. This is the first time I heard about that one.
So now, there's the food and then your body may be missing certain types of supplements too. So it's really good that you also partner with an herbalist or a naturopathic doctor. And that naturopathic doctor can give you tests in order to see what deficiencies you may have in your body, zinc, magnesium, D, C, whatever that is. And when you heal the gut, or biotin, one of the Bs, and increase those supplements, it is going to get your hair to grow back because it made my hair grow back.
Well, praise the Lord. That's a blessing. So for those, it's hard to believe we only have 7 minutes left. We're having fun.
I know, right? It went really quick.
Man. I know. It was nice when we talked before. I'm like, yeah, we can do this thing. Had a good time. For people who are, trying to figure this out in the meantime, until they can get, to make an appointment with you or see a naturopath or whatever it is they need to do, to start to feel better, what do you recommend that they do now to alleviate, hot flashes? I have a routine in the summer. I've got some ice packs handy just in case I can't get to, to a place where I can cool off quickly. The way that you sleep at night matters. If you're used to sleeping with a bunch of blankets and whatnot, you may need to change this. So what do you recommend to people until they're able to get the help to get it under control that they do?
And so if you could do one thing today, two things. I would say start to drink water. Make sure that you're getting your water tank. So three things. Drink water, move, and that doesn't mean walking 500 miles. It could be from one mailbox to another. Just move that wherever or however far you can, and then eliminate and or at least start to decrease your sugar intake. Mm-hmm. And you may think to yourself, I'm not, putting sugar on stuff. Every bit of processed food has sugar in it. Canned goods has an excessive amount of sodium, and sometimes they put sugar in your canned goods. So start to read your labels. Cut out the sugar, drink water and start to move your body. And I think that will help you at least get started. And then oh, I said one thing. I'm now on four.
It's okay.
think about why you are where you are. Like, what is blocking you? I mean, I have to go like really, really deep. Like, why do I feel the need to eat this type of food? So start to think about what may be blocking you as well. So water, think about what's blocking you and cut out the sugar.
Awesome. Four things from one.
I'm not upset about that. It's serious. Like, we took so many years to get here. It's not right. An overnight process.
Exactly. Now tell people, you know, we've talked about your podcast. How do they even listen to it? Where do we go?
Yeah, you can anywhere. Apple, watching, Google, Amazon. You can find it, or you can just go to the website, HelloHotFlash.com. And on HelloHotFlash.com, you can listen to all of the episodes. You can get all of my social media handles, and you can learn more about the course, Mastering Menopause.
That's what we've got to talk about, because I love the idea that there's a whole class and I think I need it. So tell us a little bit about the class.
Yeah. So Mastering Menopause does so it's a self-paced course, and it does exactly what I do in our one-on-one coaching. So it starts with the mindset. It teaches you to journal through what you're eating. It teaches you about your hormones and what foods there you should or should not be eating, or could or could not be eating. And it also, it also is a process of taking you through this journey of menopause, because a lot of people think this is the end, like it's all over for me, but this is just the beginning of wisdom, freedom, financial freedom, mental freedom, all types of freedom. So it walks you through that as well. And by the end of the course, people will find that they are in a more right place mentally, where they can walk through this journey. They're in a place where they understand what they should and should not be eating. And they're also in a place where they can build more confidence through the menopause journey. And there's a bunch of recipes in there too.
How do you sign up for the course?
Yeah, you go to HelloHotFlash.com and click on courses. It will come up, and then you can just click on the link, sign up, and it's an automatic download. Or if you'd like to work one-on-one with me, you can go to HelloHotFlash as well and get my email address. Email me, and I'll send you a link.
Awesome. So do you need to purchase a book or any supplemental materials for the course?
No, everything is written and in the course for you.
Awesome. Well, lady, look, I have thoroughly enjoyed this, especially since it's so on point for me.
I love it too.
I needed it. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, that is my time. I have got to move out of the way for the Teens Talk Truth radio show, which is hosted by my favorite young men on the planet, my sons, AJ and Alex Taylor. They discuss hot topics affecting teens in society today. And you know, guys, that I can't predict what comes out of their mouths. So you just have to tune in and listen to the show every week. And then don't forget to come back tomorrow night at 5:00 p.m. Central Time for the Boomerang Radio Show with yours truly. William will be there too, talking about whatever's bothering him. Reverend Dr. Rudolph Demery, and of course, Dr. Cecilia Sims will be on hand to give William his weekly therapy session. So you don't want to miss it. It's a lot of fun. We talk about a lot of things going on in the world, you know, whether it's politics, you know, whether it's issues affecting society. There's no telling what we will be talking about, because it'll depend on what's wrong with William that day.
That's right. That's exactly right. So let me help you out a little bit. Yes, we have the aforementioned panelists that you mentioned, and along with Mike Ward. And tomorrow we're going to dispel this two both sides issue. You know, I'm tired of them saying, well, they did it. You know, there is only one party in the Congress right now that's trying to disrupt everything. And so we're going to pull out the facts tomorrow, Ann. Yes,
okay.
I'm pretty heated about it.
so Williams upset about politics this week, so we'll be talking about politics.
Yes, right.
And you know, we talk about it seriously, but at the same time, we make you laugh because we just can't help it. So yeah, you want to tune in tomorrow at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Boomerang Radio Show right here on Studio W Buzz. And don't forget, everybody, to come back next Saturday. That's right, next Saturday at 11 o'clock. We'll do it all over again for the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in. Have a blessed weekend, everybody.
Yes, enjoy your Saturday. And now, in case you're listening on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to your Apple App Store and download the app. You can take us with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Apple App Store, that download is studio.w. Android is Studio W. The website is studiow.buzz. So if you want to hear this show again or just share it with a friend, just go to the website, studiow.buzz. It's available on Alexa, Google Play, and Apple CarPlay. And this particular broadcast is also on, will be on Spotify and iTunes. So enjoy your Saturday. Great show as usual. And I will see you tomorrow.
All right, my friend. Talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
All right.